This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Forget the blizzard that's bearing down on New York City. It's Fashion Week in the Big Apple, that seven-day runway palooza during which those in the know tell us what everybody is going to be wearing this year. Festivities begin today, and as we do for all things fashion-y, we turn to writer Kate Betts. Hey, Kate.
Fashion Week again.
I know. Can you believe
it? You're all pumped up, I can tell.
I'm so excited about it. I can't even tell you. All right. What is big this year in Fashion Week?
Well, you know, you hear the big trends are leather and lace. I know that sounds so tacky, but I will put my money on a more normal trend. And by normal, I'm taking that word from Miuccia Prada, who called her menswear collection normal. Very classic clothes. I think designers are worried about their comps, and they are going to make clothes that they know women are going to buy. And I think they're targeting more than ever working women because they're the women who buy clothes.
Yeah. So my question is, how much are these working women going to have to pay for these clothes that, I mean, last time you and I talked about Fashion Week, it was all high end and couture and all this stuff. And hello.
Yeah, it is. It is high end. But there is also the contemporary market, which is the new sort of explosive market out there. And they're showing on the runways at New York Fashion Week. They're also only charging sort of half the price of the designer price point.
So give me a number.
Well, you can get a really nicely designed fashion-forward dress for $400, which,
That's
not as low a price point as a J. Crew or Banana Republic, but it's a lot less than Dolce & Gabbana or Prada.
Mm-hmm. Tell me who's buying these things.
These are working moms and working women. They want a little bit of fashion, something that is on trend for fashion, but is not, inappropriate for the office place.
I'm going to ask you the same question. What does that mean? Because on trend for fashion?
Sorry. Okay. Sorry. It's all fashion jargon.
Right?
Sorry.
Go on.
It's got style. It's got something distinctive about it. It's in a great color. It's got a great print. It's got leather trim. It's in lace. I don't know. It's on trend, Kai.
Clearly, I'm the wrong guy to be doing this interview. Is this this trend toward contemporary and that sweet spot of $400, is this the actualization of that thing you and I have talked about so many times, which is the high-end stuff trickling down the food chain so that these mid-level designers know what sells on the runway and then they sell it to everyday women?
No.
Really?
It's not.
I thought I had such a theory.
Sorry,
that is
what drives the H&Ms and Zaras and, what we call fast fashion. But this contemporary market has its own creative slant on things. I mean, they are designers. They call themselves designers. So they're not copying anybody or driving a market. They are their own market.
Are the ones who are targeting these working women, and there probably has to be a better phrase than that, right? Are the ones who are targeting these working moms, are they the designers who are going to be most successful in this season?
Yeah, I think so. And I think we've already seen the success. I mean, a perfect example of this is Tory Burch.
Oh, I know. We had her on the show. I know her.
Yeah. And I think, like many of the others, Millie, TB, Tracy Reese, she is her customer also, mirroring her lifestyle and thinking they see themselves.
As with so many things, it's aspirational, right?
Yep. But there has to be something that they recognize also of themselves.
Kate Betts, her book is called Everyday Icon, Michelle Obama and the Power of Style. Kate, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.